The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Coming to you live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Darling Show with Sam Platts, Diana Hong, and Kareem Daniels there. And now, a man who does things because he can. Here's Nate.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the Nate Darling Show. Back from Vermont. Back from a little vacation on the East Coast. Kareem is here. Sam is here. Diana is not here.
And I get to sit on the couch.
You got upgraded to the couch.
This is nice.
Because I didn't feel like setting up another chair.
Yeah.
So it just works out that way. Coming up on the show today, we're going to talk about my trip to Vermont and why my girlfriend and I walked out of a restaurant.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Oh, no, we got some drama coming up.
Well, you know, I wasn't too stoked on it anyway because it was a hotel restaurant.
Okay. It's a good preface.
But what the waitress did that caused Leslie to go, we are out of here. We'll get into that.
Looking forward to it.
In a second. Somebody in China showed porn on the big outdoor screen. Plus, we've got some black guy news. That's going to be a regular feature. It's going to be fun this week. It's not the normal, terrible black guy news.
Okay.
So get ready for
right
that.
Right on.
Kareem, how are you, sir?
Okay. I got locked out by a 2-year-old while we were gone.
Oh, no.
Details? You going to give us some deets on that?
So I was babysitting my grandson.
Yeah.
We're playing at the door. Me, him, and the dog. The dog's outside.
Right.
So we're opening and closing the door. So I got tired of holding him while he rang the doorbell and opened the door. So I put him on the ground, turned around, and kicked the ball to the dog. He ran in the house and closed and locked the door.
Oh, no.
Little shit.
Yes, you little fucker.
Did he understand the concept of locking and unlocking the door?
No.
Okay,
did he think it was hilarious?
Not at first.
Okay, good.
Well, because for 5 minutes he kept trying to open the door.
Oh, he really didn't know how to.
Really did not know how to. Like, he knew. Like, I think he locked it and then forgot that he locked it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, he forgot he turned the thing. And so he couldn't figure out how to get it back open after that.
Oh, I wish someone had that on video.
And I had to call my girlfriend's sister to come let me in.
Unlock the door.
To come
for
unlock
you.
The door. So that was like 20 minutes, and I'm like wondering if he's going to freak out.
You and Fido just sitting on the porch.
Yeah. And this is the first time I babysat him by myself.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I get in the house, and he's sitting between the couch and the love seat with my iPad.
So he adapted well.
Yeah.
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 He was okay with it. He was cool with it.
He just painted, he drew on himself a little bit. And
tried not on to, any of the walls, I hope.
Not on the walls.
Okay, good.
On himself and on my couch.
Yeah.
And then, you know, try to unlock my iPad. So.
That's hilarious. Was it a super hot day, or was it just a regular day?
It was a decent day.
Okay, because I know there have been a couple days last week when it was super hot in Sacramento, yeah. Just in time for the old people to come and play golf at the U.S. Senior Open.
Yeah,
I
hated that shit.
Why?
Because traffic was horrible on the freeway.
Right.
Oh, okay. You know, I've heard from some people who live in the general vicinity, and they were like, you know, it wasn't bad. I was able to get to the Trader Joe's and the CVS and all that other stuff because. We had the U.S. Senior Open here in Sacramento last week, and you couldn't, as a spectator, if you wanted to go, you had to park at Cal Expo and be bused out to the country club.
Yes.
So that was supposed to cut down on traffic, and I guarantee it did some, but...
It probably cut down on street traffic.
Yes.
But you had all those people from, like, Rockland, Roseville, Lincoln.
Oh, yeah, all the people who are retired... Who wouldn't normally be coming into town on the freeway.
Yes.
Makes sense now.
And I get on the freeway right where Business 80 and 80 splits.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah. Yeah.
Well, horrible. Sorry about that, but they're gone.
Yes.
They're gone now. So Sacramento back to normal, as normal as Sacramento gets. Sam, what have you been up to?
I don't know if this falls under short-term memory or long-term, the last 2 weeks.
Well, you weren't
kind of a blur.
Yeah, well, you weren't here when we recorded 2 weeks worth of shows because
yeah.
You ended up having. I think you were working late.
Yes, we had a team member who was Borgley. Anyhow, let's go with. I had a lovely weekend with with my gal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we looking at some houses and apartments that I'm wanting to move into.
Oh, so you're deciding to leave grandma?
Yep, finally. You know, not that I'm in any hurry to. It's great. It's absolutely fantastic.
Of course.
But looking at some places, and then we ended up going for a nice bike ride along the American River Trail.
Saw some photos.
Yeah, it was gorgeous, dude. Good. Next time I'm going to be jumping in that river, I'm going to ride until my balls are sweating. I'm going to jump in the river. And bring some dry underwear so that I don't chafe on the ride back.
Well, you don't want to drown like a Mexican kid, because that's what happens.
That's
the
latest
river.
Trend, yeah.
It's not a trend. It happens every year.
Every year.
Every year, yeah. some poor Hispanic. It's usually somebody Hispanic. Not always, but yeah. It tends to be more often than not. Mm. Some usually teenager, somewhere between 15 and 23, jumps into the river and doesn't make it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some machismo act or something.
Or just ignorance. Maybe or, that. You know, whatever. Get in over their head. Because it's a river. There's currents there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I come from Vermont, where, and let's transition back to that,
yeah.
Where most of your swimming is done in lakes.
Yes.
Deep, still lakes.
Placid, beautiful.
Yeah. There's not a lot of undertow and mm-hmm. current in those. And no. It's also not very warm, but...
Yeah, it's a different element, definitely, when you're in still water versus the undertow, the current.
Yeah, absolutely. So the trip to Vermont got really good weather for the most part, because it was like 70 to 75.
Nice. For Vermont, that's good
stuff. And not too humid.
Right.
So that's always the danger, is how humid is it going to be?
Yeah.
How bad is that going to be? And 5 days out of the seven, it was sunny, at least partly sunny. So, really good weather. We did have one day that was really a lot of thunderstorms.
Which is also kind of nice in moderation.
So, it caused a moving around of what we're going to do from one day to the next. Yeah. It's like, ah, damn it, weather affects my day. I'm not used to that. Other than it's going to be balls hot. Do I really want to be outside?
Right.
So, we did that. We went to, we had a Montreal day, which was nice.
Oh.
We landed on Saturday. And I got to the airport. I landed in Philly about 6 a.m.
You see Tony Danza there?
No. No.
Philly!
No Tony Danza.
Went to the Who's the boss?
I'm at the Philly airport. And first time there. So if you'd like a crappy Liberty Bell souvenir, that's the place to go. And I get in and I look at the board and I see, my next flight's out of Terminal F. But I don't see any signs for Terminal F, so I'm like, I'm just going to head in this general direction.
Oh,
there'll eventually be a sign. And there was, and it said, shuttle bus to Terminal F.
Dope. What the shit?
Because you have to, it's a different building. Now, you can walk. God. You can walk to Terminal F.
Oh, yeah, you
can
walk to Terminal F.
But
it's a long ass walk,
half your day.
And you have to go back through security because you have left a secure area.
Right. Yeah,
unless you take the shuttle bus. Shuttle bus not a big deal. Get over to Terminal F, and they've got a food court in there. And it's kind of cool, and they've got a restaurant called Local, and it's all locally sourced food and everything. And they've got tons of beer taps. Now it's 6 a.m. Eastern, so it's 3 a.m. for me.
Gross.
And I go, hey. You got some good local beers on tap? And she goes, yeah, we can't sell beer before 7 a.m.
You're like, come on, it's 3 a.m. in my time.
And I'm like, all right. So next flight, get on the flight to Burlington, get there at 9 a.m. I've got an hour before Leslie gets in because she's flying up from the D.C. area.
Okay.
And I go to a breakfast place, and they have beer, and I say, do you have Hetty Topper? And she says, yes, we do. But, and I go, oh, wait, here it is. What's the but? And she goes, but it's $10 a can. And I said, that's okay, I understand. So at 9 a.m., 6 a.m. Pacific, by the way, I was sitting in the Burlington International Airport, because I had an hour to kill, enjoying the best beer in the world, according to many websites, Hetty Topper. From the Alchemist Brewing in Vermont.
That's a gift. That's a good omen for the whole rest of your trip.
I have one in my hand right now as well, because I brought back 13 of them.
Oh, wow.
Good man.
Brought back 13. And how do you bring back beer very carefully in checked baggage? Because, and I put pictures on Facebook of this. What I did was I went and bought a big roll of the large bubble wrap, and it's perforated. So each sheet wraps around the can one time, you tape it on, and then you put two of those cans in a large Ziploc bag, and then tape them together in there. And not even a baggage handler can cause damage. Like, the entire 13 of them, the worst thing was a slight dent on the edge, upper edge.
Well, next time I have to ship some fragile goods or perhaps smuggle some drugs, I'm going to contact you.
No, I don't smuggle drugs.
Oh, okay.
And the only thing about sending stuff like that is because it's flying, you can't have anything more than 3 ounces in your carry-on, so it has to go in checked baggage.
Yeah, right.
So that's how it came back. But we got to hit a bunch of little and brewing in Vermont has gone nuts, like it has everywhere else.
Yeah, huh?
And except the breweries are up on dirt roads, up in fields. Mm, yeah. So it's like, where the fuck am I going now? But I had this the Heady Topper. I went to Magic Hat, which is relatively well known. They're more well known now. They were bought by a bigger company, but
they do
still
gin, right?
No.
What?
No.
I'm looking this up.
They don't. And the other place we went to, there's a small Vermont brewery called Fiddlehead Brewing, and it's right near the Vermont Teddy Bear Factory.
Teddy Bear Factory?
Vermont Teddy Bear Company.
You didn't bring back no teddies?
There,
multiple meaning on the huh?
Yes, teddy bear.
Bear.
Teddy bear.
I would have been pleased.
Have you not
way.
Heard of Vermont Teddy Bear, Sam?
No.
It's pretty famous.
It's a drink?
No, Vermont Teddy. It's a teddy bear.
The Teddy Roosevelt teddy bear.
It's a fucking stuffed animal.
It's stuffed with
cocaine. Where have you lived? What sort of crevasse did you grow up in that you did not hear of the Vermont Teddy Bear Company?
I don't know, man.
I mean,
they have commercials on it on national television.
I have not
and
seen
radio
commercials.
Everywhere.
Nah.
For like the past 15, 20 years.
Yeah, back in 1978, you saw a commercial.
No, they've been around for a long time, man.
So, I missed it. I missed that one.
Man, you have a lot of gaps in your knowledge.
I do.
So we had a good visit. Got to bring my dad out for Father's Day. We got to go out on a boat on Lake Memphremagog, which, Sam, that's the one over there on the map behind Kareem.
Nice.
We were in the wide part, which is in the U.S.
It looks like an upside-down squid with only two legs.
The narrow part is into Canada, so we did not go that far. But, yeah.
Can I see Montreal on this map?
No.
No.
Montreal would be up to the left. It would be if where the big black bar is that says Lake Memphremagog.
That's a fun word.
It would be to the left.
It's Memphremagog.
It's an Indian name. Hmm. The native peoples named it.
Yeah.
So, did the boat ride there. And so our flight back was a Saturday morning, 5:30 a.m. flight.
Yeah.
And so we knew my dad lives 2 hours from the airport. So we got a hotel in Burlington, like a mile and a half from the airport, and we got a ride over, and we're hungry. So it's like, all right, let's go. And Leslie's like, there's a restaurant downstairs. And I'm like, hotel restaurant. She says, that's perfectly fine. I'm like, all right, let's go and see what they have. So we go in and I order a local brew, a Switchback, which is another Vermont
company.
Keeping
it local. Good man.
And we're waiting. We have menus. And all of a sudden, the one waitress in the place, there's like four people in the place total, and two of them are at the bar besides us. And
is there a reason for the low patronage, I wonder?
It's a restaurant in a Holiday Inn.
Okay.
So that's probably what it is. So all of a sudden, Leslie goes, are you seeing what's going on over here? And I caught a glimpse of it, but behind her, our waitress had sat down. Now, she's in the dining room in full view of everyone.
Yeah.
And there's a little cash register stand off to the side. And she sat down there. And she has taken a foot and put it up like your foot is on your knee there.
Right.
And she has removed a shoe.
Oh, no.
And then she removed the little nylon foot stocking.
Yeah.
Like the one you would have to try on shoes if you went into a shoe store but didn't have any socks on.
Gross. Is she rubbing her corns?
She was doing something that involved her hands touching her feet.
Oh, God almighty.
And then she went to the bar and grabbed a glass of wine and brought it over to the lady.
And Leslie said, let's get the fuck up out of here.
She's like,
that'll do it.
We're getting out of here now. We're getting out of here now. We are getting out of here now.
Because I can't see where the chef's hands are. Well, good God.
Well, screw the chef. This chick's going to be bringing over her stuff. And she's already, in full, she's done this in full view.
Yes.
With her foot.
Yes.
Where has that hand been since the last time it was washed?
She might be suffering, a little vaginal itch. She just shaved and she's got a little vag itch.
Or she never shaves.
Or there's that option. Good God almighty.
It could be anything. She was very nice other than the incredible lack of hygiene.
And public decency.
Super friendly. So finished the beer and walked down to Chicken Charlie's. Chicken Charlie's.
That doesn't sound like an upgrade in any way.
Chicken Charlie's was fantastic. They have a little van. They will cater. They've got a lot of call-in business. But it was a beautiful night, so they had the garage doors open, and we were able to sit basically.
Garage doors.
Yeah. Nice. So the building has the lift-up garage doors.
Yeah, I like those buildings.
Yeah, and I had wings, and she had just the regular rotisserie chicken. It was fantastic, and I enjoyed a couple of Fiddlehead IPAs.
Are those local?
They are local. You can get them on draft pretty much anywhere around Vermont.
Yeah.
But we went to the brewery. They will either do growler fills or free samples, but they cannot do a pint for you.
Why is that?
Because there's something called the menu. They said we have a manufacturer's license, so we cannot serve you as a restaurant. We can give you a free sample, and we can fill a growler for you to consume off-site, but we cannot give you a pint.
Playing by the rules.
And Magic Hat was the same way.
Huh. Just kind they of, must have some like some firm stipulations with that law or something. Like,
yeah, they have
you
things,
have to pay a high fine or something just to get that licensing.
Well, whatever they need it to be. And so that's kind of how it was. But yeah, Chicken Charlie's was fantastic. I'd driven by there a ton of times when I lived over there, and I'd never stopped in. And so to finally be able to go there and enjoy the chicken wings were fantastic.
What flavor did you get?
I just got the traditional buffalo flavor.
Good man.
That's the way to go.
Keeping it classic.
I like that.
That's the way you go. You don't want to, and this fancy stuff, no. So, that was the trip in a nutshell.
That's nice.
It was a good trip. Decent weather. Got something squared away with my dad. A lot of little things that took about 5 to 10 minutes that people haven't been taking care of. And I'm like, why?
Are you kidding me?
No.
You're flying across the country to do little ass shit that other people could have helped out.
Well, like one thing is
sometimes it's they don't think about those things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And other times is his dad probably wouldn't listen to nobody but him.
That's a possibility.
Yeah, but that's
huh?
not what was happening with a lot of these. Yeah. But yeah, that was what it was. And here's the other thing. I mentioned this before when I went home at Christmas time.
Yeah.
Everybody who was around my dad, and there's new people there now. Everybody who was there went, oh, he's coming home, and they scattered, and I never saw any of them. And my cousin,
what?
Exactly.
What's going on?
And my cousin, who is helping my dad with his financials, making sure everything is taken care of with that
you
stuff.
Going to double check, make sure he's not putting a little in his pocket?
I trust my cousin implicitly.
Okay, good.
Implicitly.
Then I shall as well.
He told them, he goes, look, work your regular shift. And it's good because I was able to talk to them and go, and I found, a couple little things here and there that had slipped through the cracks because one didn't talk to the other and nobody told me about this and why, oh, he's not taking this and he's not taking this. Well, why aren't you taking those? And he goes, well, somebody moved the nasal spray and I can't find it.
Wow.
And I'm like, well, let's leave it on the table.
Yeah.
How about that? That'll be
makes
simple.
Sense. Yeah.
Let's do that with the morning pills. Okay. And what's the other one? Oh, eye drops need to go in at night. So he doesn't develop glaucoma. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, I don't think he's been taking them. And I said, have you not been taking your eye drops? He goes, no. And I go, why not? And he goes,
can't find them, huh?
Nope. He said, I'm too tired. Too tired at bedtime to put them in.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Too tired.
When you're ready to sleep, you're ready to sleep.
No, when they'll get that age, yeah, it's like.
Well, he's 71.
You
so
don't think about it. You just conk
He's
out.
Not super old, but he has had a stroke. Yeah. So
he's old enough.
He's old enough.
He's like,
right.
He's going to do what he wants to do. He's not going to do.
Hell, there are days I'm so tired I sleep with my contacts in, even though I'm not supposed to.
they get to that age and they like, look, I'm going to do what I want to do. Right, I'm not doing much more past that.
That's well, no, true. And that wasn't the thing with him. It was just like he would get really tired and it would be like the only, most important thing was going to bed. Yeah, so yeah. I said, hey, when you put the eye drops in, does it affect your vision or anything like that? And he goes, no. And I said, good. And I turned to the person who's there because there's somebody there in the morning and there's somebody else who's there in the evening, gets him his supper. And he stays overnight by himself and he's got, you know, he can be by himself for extended periods. He's perfectly okay with that. Yeah. They're really there to clean, make sure he's got food and make sure that, you know, stuff in the house is taken care of.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, let's put the eye drops in when you take your pills at night. Because if it doesn't affect your vision, there's no reason to sit around and wait for three more hours.
Yeah.
These are simple little things.
Yeah.
And then the last day I'm there, because I had convinced him to start using his CPAP machine again. I said, how is it going? He goes, well, you know, I probably should have a better fitting mask. And I said, oh, you need a better fitting mask. And he goes, and I'm like, well, we can get one of those. Let me blow. And he goes, oh, I have one. I'm like, where is it? I don't know. I think it's in the other room. So either they went to the medical supply company or the mask was dropped off. And rather than take the literally less than 5 minutes to install this new mask,
right.
It just got put in another room.
Yeah.
How which, and crazy.
I don't know if that was him or somebody else.
Yeah.
But it's a less than a 5 minute thing to do. And so now he's got the proper thing on. He's got this. He's got this. These are all little things that when you have somebody who's getting older and you're not there all the time, mm-hmm. They're little things that are essential to sort of ask questions and be paying attention to.
Yeah.
They're not super big things. The big things are usually not where you're going to get it.
No.
It's the little things. And with people of that age who've had health issues, it's the little things that are going to fuck them up beyond belief.
Right.
Yeah.
It really is. So,
and those are the things that they're just like, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Well, and he's not even, that's not even his attitude. It's just more... I'm tired. Well, you know, he was fine.
And I mean, not like they're like defiant. I'm not doing it. They're just kind of like, I'm just not doing it.
Because there are some older people who are like, no, I don't want to take it. No, I don't want to do that.
Get that away from me.
Yeah.
You kids are going to kill me.
One of my foster dads, he had three major strokes. He had spinal stenosis, so he couldn't stand up by himself.
Oh, no.
Like all the way, and he was a big dude,
mm-hmm.
uh-huh.
But nobody could talk him into going to the chiropractor.
Oh, yeah.
Or anything. And then I came home, we sat down and we had a conversation, and then...
You give him a good back massage.
And then I came back, and they said, oh, are you going to the chiropractor with us in the morning? And I was like, huh? And
he was nice. Like,
he said he wants to go to the chiropractor.
That's now. Good.
So, and it would be like little stuff like that.
Right.
And it would just be me either listening to him or just talking to him. And then he'd be like, oh, okay, well, we'll do that. And just make, like you said, like just making sure like little stuff, like he needed a seat for the shower.
Mm-hmm.
So like it went out and got that and the thing to put over the toilet. So he didn't have to. So it's just like little stuff, but it's little stuff that makes his
world
day,
a
whole life.
For him. Yeah.
You find as you go through your day, if there's a bunch of little things that are a problem, it really does ruin your day.
It can overwhelm you for sure.
Little pebble in your shoe comes untied a bunch of times. You're like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Well, that's apparently that's what it's like being old.
Yeah.
every we crack the code.
Every day is a pebble in your shoe. And, yeah.
And a hair in your contact
lens. I'm not
doing
this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And good news, the escapees from the prison in Dannemora, New York, both captured. Well, one of them shot.
Both shot.
Both of them shot, one fatally. The first one was shot.
Where'd they find them at?
Well, one of them they found in a cabin in the woods.
Classic.
And he coughed. And
blew his cover.
Well, and he had a shotgun somewhere near him, and he apparently did not... lift his hands when they told him to, so they put three bullets in his head.
Okay, that's a clean cut.
That would be a Border Patrol agent. The second one they got on Sunday, he was walking along a tree line in a field, and a lone New York State trooper happened to be driving down on a patrol. And this is out in the middle of fucking nowhere is where they got these guys. The second one was like a mile and a half from Canada.
Deadly do-right on the case.
No, this is a New York State trooper.
Don't ruin my pleasure here.
Mountie's something else. So he sees the guy over in camouflage walking near the tree line, and he yells out to him, and the guy looks back. He recognizes him as the guy they're looking for.
Nice.
And he says, "Stop." And the guy starts jogging.
Uh-oh.
And he said, "Stop or I will shoot." And then the guy started to run toward the tree line. Turns out this New York State trooper is the firearms instructor.
Nice.
So
he
put three in the center mass. And he's like, if he would have made the tree line, he would have been gone.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Because you would have never seen him again. And apparently these guys, above and beyond the escape, which is crazy, and there's going to be more stuff that comes out about it.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot involved
There's a lot of things that are going to come out that are going to be absolutely even more insane than we've heard so far.
Yep.
These guys were using black pepper to try and throw the dogs off their scent. So they had stumbled into, because there's a bunch of hunting lodges up in the wilderness there, and they had changed out clothes. That's how they found where they were the first time.
Yeah.
Somebody said, "Hey, somebody left my hunting camp," and they went in. They found some stuff, did some DNA tests. They're like, "Ah, it's these two guys." But it still took them 6 days to get one of them, and 8 days to get the next one, because it's just such wilderness. But it'll be interesting to find out what happens from there. But yeah, that was craziness. It's been news everywhere, but of course it's big news there because it's local.
Yeah.
And a lot going on.
And you were there in the heat of it, yes?
I'm taking credit for it.
It was all I'm gonna take you credit went over for there it. And you brought the mojo.
I never entered New York State other than JFK on the flight back.
That's all it takes, man.
I'm just going to give my mojo credit for that.
Yeah.
Also, gay marriage legal, or as everyone likes to say, it's just marriage.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
It's so funny that people in my time at, like, the government said, it's you got to automatically suck a dick. Like, they're so upset about it. Like,
right.
Well, they didn't mandate that you got to go suck somebody's dick because it's gay marriage.
Right. Come on.
Yeah. It's so the Supreme Court made their ruling, and everybody got all bent out of shape and on the right and was like, but you know, that's fine. They were the justices that had the dissenting opinion were so upset they each wrote their own. They're like, "No, we can't come together and write one. We're too mad."
Are you for real?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
There were four different dissenting opinions.
Yeah,
by the Supreme Court justices because they are afraid of gay people.
That's it.
Because they knew that they didn't have a legal leg to stand on.
Well, and
that's why they kept kicking it down the court or. Was that kicking the can down the road?
All I know is I'm ready for that whole Facebook profile picture rainbow flag thing to be done.
Yeah, because I can't tell who's commenting what. They all look the same.
It hurts my eyes. It really does. Now, if you're gay or you are someone in your immediate family is gay, so this impacts you incredibly personally.
Right.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I really do.
Rainbows for days.
But
man,
if you're just so liberal that it hurts you and you need to show people that you are better than everybody else by being so in line with your gay friends that you've done this, let it go.
Yeah. We like, take note. Now,
we get it. You're really liberal and you're okay with your gay friend. I'm perfectly okay with my gay friends,
yes,
too. I'm thrilled that they're able to get married.
It's a good thing.
And divorced.
And divorced.
They've got that freedom.
And divorced. And I'm, you know, my whole the big thing is it doesn't really impact me personally because they're like, "Well, what about your friends? What about..." Yeah, well, my friends of all different shapes, colors, sizes have disappointments and things that are great and bad in their lives, and they affect me in as much empathy as I have, but does it impact me personally? Not really.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't impact me any more than my friends who can't find anybody who would love them.
Yeah.
You know, do I have just a sad, lonely candle for them?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
That's a nice portrait.
Maybe that's the next thing, the sad, lonely candle for those who can't find anybody to put up with them.
See, unfortunately, one of my gay friends is probably not as stoked about the marriage thing because he's holding a sad, lonely candle. his whole life. So marriage doesn't matter. He's just
right.
He's heartache after heartache.
And then, of course, there are the gay guys who kept going. You know, I would marry you if I could, but well, you know, they won't let us.
No, they can't use that one.
Right.
Yeah, I kind of got hit with that one. Like, we won't get married. She's like, when do we get married? Like, when everybody can get married.
Uh-oh.
And then she kind of gave me that look Thursday morning. Like, motherfucker, they can get married now.
Where's that goddamn ring, Kareem?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I was like. I was like, oh, shit. Fuck you, Supreme Court.
Time's up.
Well, not everybody is progressive as our Supreme Court, because they had a gay pride parade in Turkey, and they turned the water...
Turkey? They're not American.
Then they turned the water cannons on them.
That just makes for a good party, dude. It's hot in the summer.
Yeah, but the water cannon is not fun to get hit by.
That looks kind of intense, actually, yes.
Yeah, it does. That's how they disperse protesters and riots. It was used throughout... That technique was used throughout the South, and not just to cool off African Americans.
Yeah.
No. Well, yes, but not in that way.
Yeah.
So, it's not a crime in Turkey to be gay.
Yeah.
The pride coincided with the holy month of Ramadan, which didn't go over well with the conservative Muslims in Turkey. So not everybody that progressive. Also, CNN on the lookout for
danger
everywhere, spotted what they thought was an ISIS flag at a gay pride parade in London.
An unnerving sight today at a London gay pride celebration. An ISIS flag among a sea of rainbow colors. CNN International Simon editor spotted the flag and was able to snap these pictures. Joining me on the phone from London is CNN's international Lucy Paul and CNN national security analyst Peter Bergen. So Lucy, I want you
to here's the problem. It's not in Arabic. In fact, it's really just a bunch of dildos on a
silhouettes of dildos with a white backdrop.
Black backdrop, white dildos. Yeah. So keep up the good work, CNN.
But those are some funky dildos.
Well,
like, who's got such a misshapen vagina that they would use that misshapen dildo?
Well, maybe you want to stretch it to weird places. Maybe the whole point of inserting something in your vagina is to stretch it in ways. One might argue.
Well, shit, man.
You didn't think of it that way,
did
you?
There goes Nate with his logical reasoning.
That means Sam's having been stretching though.
Hey, you shut your mouth. Yeah, I don't have a weird contortionist penis. That's true.
She says it fits just right, huh?
We'll go with that.
Right tool for the job.
Yeah.
I don't need a jackhammer to hang a picture. That's right.
Just a thumbtack.
It does the trick.
So Stephen Colbert, who is busy waiting through the summer to debut his new late night show, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, released this on YouTube about the gay marriage decision.
States. So if you're a homosexual and living in North Dakota, all your problems are solved. Enjoy Dakota Pride Week. Wow. History moves fast. It's hard to believe that gay Americans achieved full constitutional personhood just 5 years after corporations did. Folks, I was so excited when I saw the news. Though at first I had the TV on mute and I thought they had legalized rainbows. Of course, not everyone's celebrating. My condolences to gays with commitment issues who are asking their partner if we can just please talk about this when I get home from work today. Also unhappy? Four of the 9 Supreme Court justices. I'll let you guess which ones. Here's a hint. Too bad. And speaking of which, I've got the ruling right here. First of all, talk about padding your page count. Look at these margins. That's crazy. Guys, your teacher's going to know.
Out of control.
And those 4 guys are steamed, but for the record, not because they're against gay marriage. In fact, in his dissent, Chief Justice Roberts encourages marriage equality supporters to, quote, Celebrate the achievement of a desired goal. Celebrate the opportunity for a new expression of commitment to a partner. Celebrate the availability of new benefits, but do not celebrate the Constitution. It had nothing to do with it. So gay couples, you can expect this card from him at your wedding. You guys are perfect for each other and a cancer on our democracy. Now, Justice Scalia was a little more nuanced in his criticism, writing that if he ever joined an opinion that began the way Justice Kennedy's majority decision did, quote, I would hide my head in a bag. I could have sworn he was already hiding his head in a flesh-toned cinch sack. Please come on my show, sir. Scalia also took issue with the majority's view that marriage is about free expression, grumbling, expression sure enough is a freedom, but anyone in a long-lasting marriage will attest that that happy state constricts rather than expands what one can prudently say, which is both a fiery dissent and the world's longest Lockhorns comic. Then Scalia summed up his disgust at the majority's flowery language by complaining, the Supreme Court of the United States has descended from disciplined legal reasoning to the mystical aphorisms of a fortune cookie. And he's right. I've got a fortune cookie right here, and let's see what she says. All right. Ah. The history of marriage is one of both continuity and change. In bed.
Oh.
Gay lucky numbers, 5 to 4. The point is, it's an historic day for gay people of all stripes. Not that all gay people have stripes. I just know it's a very popular motif this time of year. Happy Pride weekend!
So, yeah, Stephen Colbert.
This is why I think that actually made me feel better about him taking over for Dave. Because if you ever watch Dave can have a conversation with politicians, like an intelligent,
right?
Intelligent, I really know what the fuck's going
oh,
on
he's
conversation
good. He's good.
With politicians. And with him leaving, my thought was, fuck, we won't have a late night person who can actually do that.
Yeah.
Because Jimmy Fallon is out of his depth with
totally.
Anything that's not silly.
Yeah, maybe they could slow jam the Constitution with the Supreme Court justices.
Yeah, anything that's not silly, he's like totally out of his depth. Like he has no comfort with that.
He's an eighth grader.
Yeah,
right.
He is. Yeah, and so it was like, okay, well, fuck. Now we're not going to have anybody that can bring on a politician and have like that kind of conversation with him. But he can do it. So
yeah,
it should be.
Should be interesting.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. But gay marriage now the law of the land. So kudos, gays. Enjoy marriage for all. Larry King won't die. He won't go away. He's on the internet now.
His shoulders keep getting higher.
Much like we are. He's on something called Aura.tv. And he was talking to Neil deGrasse Tyson, everyone's favorite astrophysicist.
In a free country, which at least we believe, we tell ourselves we live in a free country. I don't care what you believe. You believe whatever you want. The problem comes about is if you are in denial of an emergent scientific truth and you wield power over legislation. That's a recipe for disaster. The person on the street doesn't care about climate change or doesn't, you know, maybe we'll have a conversation, but I'm not going to lose sleep over that. It's when someone, an elected official, stands in denial of climate change, something that scientists have been telling them now for decades, and they're going to create legislation in response to that. That is the end of an informed democracy. The end.
I love when they say, I don't know anything about it, but...
But it's not true.
I don't know anything, but it's not true.
And so, by the way, I don't beat politicians over the head. You'll never see me arguing with a politician. You know why? Because politicians, representatives, senators, they are duly elected by a community of people, the electorate. So if they want to say the Earth is 6,000 years old, it's probably because their electorate thinks so. And so as an educator, my task is to educate the electorate so that they could then vote people into office who can make sensible legislative decisions that can affect us all and not derive from their personal private belief system.
Hey guys, Larry here. Thanks for watching.
He then added this.
What retarded amateur idiots.
I know it's weird that Neil deGrasse Tyson suddenly develops a German accent, and you know,
fuck yourself.
Exactly.
It's a nice little cherry on top, though.
You're welcome.
Hey, I've been having conversations like that with people on Facebook. Like, yeah, we do not live in a theocracy. Like the Constitution is what runs the country, not the Bible.
Right, it's true.
Like, but God runs
one nation under God.
God created the Bible and you and them. I was like, motherfucker, what?
Yeah, well, you can't reason with crazy.
Yeah,
you cannot reason with crazy. This past week, or while we were away, speaking of brilliant minds of our time, like Neil deGrasse Tyson, Us Magazine asked Kim Kardashian to write a letter to herself 10 years in the future, and
that's bold. What?
And then read it out loud. And this is what we got.
It's going to be deep.
In the year 2025, I hope this is where you are. When it comes to how you feel about your body, remember to be kind to yourself and enjoy how you look now, because you're not getting any younger. May you continue to feel...
So 10 years older, Kim Kardashian, most concerned with how she looks.
Yep, that makes sense.
Blessed and grateful. Since North is now 12, I hope you remember that preteens are going through a lot. I know junior high is really tough, so remember to have a lot of patience. I hope Chloe finds her happily ever after and falls madly in love, because she really deserves it. I hope Courtney is maybe done with having babies. She has a lot on her plate, and I know she doesn't want to stop anytime soon. I hope Kendall will continue to be modeling and doing whatever she loves to do. And Kylie better just be doing whatever she wants, because she's not usually one to take any direction. I trust that you will still be the queen of contouring. May science invent a mysterious and delicious green juice to keep you tan forever.
Fuck you.
We both know that there are always so many haters out there, and I just hope that you continue to ignore them and focus on everything positive.
Fuck you.
Such a hater. She saw you coming.
I hate her.
Mom every single day. I hope we're still taking lots of family vacations together. Are you still filming Keeping Up with the Kardashians? Are you still decorating our dream home? Are selfies still a thing? Are the terms bae and on fleek so 2015?
Yeah.
If not, am I still on fleek? Is mom still making you do the family Christmas card? If so, how are you possibly fitting everyone in? If you haven't broken the 100 billion mark on Instagram followers, I'll be very disappointed in you. Bible.
Has anyone ever referred to you as a punk-ass motherfucker? You are a punk-ass motherfucker.
Motherfucker. Pretty sure you just verbally fucked your mom. Fuck you.
I blame Us Weekly for this.
Why does that have to exist? Why does that have to happen? Let's play some of this little emotional downstroking auto harp, and maybe people will care what the fuck.
I read something even funnier than this shit.
Yes.
Was that she was supposed to come to Oakland to talk about the objectification of women.
Yes, I recall that.
Oh, she is an expert.
Yes.
She is. She just doesn't realize it because she's stupid.
So that happened. Hey, all right. I don't think we have the sound. I don't have the sounder for it. So let's just do Cooler Tool really quickly.
Oh.
First up in Cooler Tool, CNN. Sam, CNN.
CNN. That was
your dildo.
It was definitely a Tool moment, but it made for cool entertainment.
Kareem?
CNN is totally Tool.
Yeah, they're totally Tool.
Yeah.
Up next, Neil deGrasse Tyson. Neil deGrasse Tyson. Kareem?
Cool as fuck.
Sam?
I'm not sure who we're talking about.
He's the
brilliant dude who's missing his fro that he used to have.
The astrophysicist.
Oh, he's cool as shit. Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, he's cool.
He's ice cold.
He needs his fro back.
And finally, people who say on fleek. People who say on fleek. Sam?
Fuck! Sorry, microphone.
Yo!
So Cooler Tool.
Tool.
Kareem?
Garden Tool.
Absolutely Tool. Sorry, Diana. You can stop saying on fleek now.
Is she a fleeker?
She's so desperately trying to be hip and cool, and it's not working out for her. Mm. It's what happens when you start to go, oh, I don't want to age. I'm you're about the same age. You're a little older,
yeah.
But about your late 20s, you start to go, oh my God, it's been 10 years since I was in high school, and I'm so old.
Irrelevant.
And,
oh, God.
And of course, she's, you know, dating teenagers. So at one time,
yeah, it happens.
Yeah, she put on Fleek on Facebook, and I'm like, oh God, why are you doing that?
Yeah.
All right. I don't have a theme for this either yet. I got to get some themes done for these. This is my goal for this week. We have to have themes for things like this. This is black guy news. This is not the normal, because everybody's like, oh, black guy, it's going to be bad. It's going to be this. It's going to be that. Nope. This is a gentleman named E. Cornell Johnson. He lives in Columbia, South Carolina, and he doesn't care for the heat.
And I am in Columbia, South Carolina. Baby, when I tell you that it is about 993 degrees out here, ain't no birds flying.
I know him.
Ain't no people walking. I saw a couple of folks playing basketball, threw the ball up in the hoop, ball didn't even come down, didn't want to touch the paper. Hot wings on the ground from where it was a chicken, didn't just cook, just hot wings on the ground. It's
hell
so
yeah.
Hot out here. The devil ain't busy. I mean, it's just hot, baby. It's so hot out here. I ain't never getting out the car. No, no, mm-mm. It said chocolate melts in your mouth and out of your hand. Now, baby, chocolate melt when you open up this dough. It is hot. And these people walking out here, they only got clothes on. And they just cooking. They getting darker and darker every few minutes. I mean, it is hot out. H-H-O-T-T. Hot. Hell is a hot place. I don't want to go. Hell is a hot place. I don't want to go.
That's boy.
Hell is a hot place. I don't want to go.
Well, he's got air conditioning.
Hell no. Hell no. Hell no. Ooh, baby. I'm getting delirious. That's what it is. It's too hot.
He puts his glasses on crooked.
Now I got to creatively come up with a way to cool off. But I ain't getting out this car. I mean, air conditioner on 1,000 below zero, and it's still hot. Oh, my God. Be good to you. You're the only you you'll ever have. Keep it cool.
You're the only you you'll ever have.
It is hot out here. Oh, my God. It is really hot. Ugh.
And that's black guy news.
The one and only issue I have is he filmed vertical video instead of horizontal.
Well, I think that's just the way his phone is. Phone's on the holder there.
I know him.
Shit.
Do you?
No, but I know somebody like that. I know several people who would have did that.
Yeah. It's 995 degrees right now.
It is.
We got fried chicken on the pavement.
Meanwhile, police in China say they arrested a man who accidentally played pornographic videos on a large outdoor advertising screen. Police in one province say they were called because the screens were showing pornographic video clips next to a busy street. The pornography was visible and audible to the public for about 10 minutes before the video cables were unplugged by officers. Investigators said the screen, which faces a local hospital,
oh no,
belongs to a real estate company and hadn't been in operation since May. They said an employee of the company had opened the pornographic video files on an office computer that he didn't know was synced to the screen. The worker, identified by the surname Meng, was arrested and ordered to spend 10 days in a detention center. 10 days!
It's a hard knock life.
This is what it sounded like. My favorite is the people with their cell phones videotaping it.
Right.
Recording it.
Oh, no.
Swing around to show the hospital. So, yeah, that happened in China.
Wow.
You know who wouldn't approve of that? Mao Zedong.
No.
Would not approve of that at all. But, yeah, 10 days in the detention center seems a little severe for me. I mean, what do you think, Sam? 10 days in detention for that?
You know, it was an accident, but...
You know they confiscated the video, right?
I don't want to sign up for this. Let's see. I haven't. Let's find some music for this.
Ooh.
What are we
expecting here? Is this the?
Oh, here we go. It's Florida Corner time, Sam.
Yes.
Islanders feel he still haunts them in a way. Tara. Amy, that's because Sanibel considers itself a tight, safe-knit community. But some of them tell me this case has them looking over their shoulders, even a year after this bizarre crime streak happened.
In his mugshot, Jeffrey Cranston sports some scruff and a scowl after getting arrested in Indiana, of all places, a long way from a small island where people are still talking about what happened over a year ago.
It was big news, you know, and everyone was looking out, you know, to see where he was and where he would hit next.
Everyone was kind of wondering, like, oh, is he going to come into my house? Like, what's going to happen?
Investigators say Cranston broke in through Lanai's, exposing himself and touching himself. In one case, touching a teen victim. In another case, he reportedly said, quote, I just can't help myself. At the time, Islanders were on edge.
We're all kind of on guard.
At the time, authorities came up with this composite sketch on the right. Not exactly an identical match, but detectives are confident they have their man. Beth and Tim Musser tell me the case changed the way many on Sanibel live.
A lot of people don't lock their doors because it is a safe community. I think everyone, you know, was a lot more cautious after that.
Now that Cranston is behind bars, many on Sanibel feel they've finally got some closure.
It's a relief, actually. So that way a lot of the kids can do stuff that they usually do, like go to the beach and everything and not feel like, oh, maybe he might come to my house.
You can rest a little easier. I don't feel as bad leaving her home by herself.
Authorities say Cranston was arrested in Indiana 5 days ago. We're still working to find out if he was arrested for something else there first and later charged with what happened on Sanibel. Either way, he's expected to be sent back here to face burglary and indecent exposure charges in a Lee County courtroom.
So, yeah, the serial exposer has been caught in Indiana. So that's Florida Man. You know the weird thing, though?
What's the weird thing, Nate?
Florida woman could be worse.
Oh, dear.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Are you telling me there is the Florida woman we're going to learn about, or is that just a hypothetical?
Headline, woman has pit bull perform oral sex on her.
As in the Mexican rapper?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's Cuban.
The Cuban? That's... Sorry, forgive my racial
slur. Bigotry? Yeah, 18-year-old Ashley L. Miller from Florida was discovered to have explicit photographs of her and a canine stored on her phone. That's after detectives
went through... Was it the peanut butter?
Yeah, they went through her phone during a sexual battery investigation. Sam, you know a little too much about this. According to detectives working the case, Mrs. Miller was interviewed, and Mrs. Miller confessed that she had the canine perform oral sex on her 30 to 40 times.
Who turned her in?
Well, they were investigating something else. Detectives learned Ashley would take selfies while her pit bull, named Two-Face, orally pleasured her, an act that had been happening the past 5 years.
Oh, wow.
Damn, that poor dog.
So since she was 13. Ashley also admitted to having her previous dog lick her down below as well. Once Ashley started talking, she didn't stop, as she described that she was in the mood. She would lock herself in the room with the dog and drop her pants.
Shit.
Miller said the Two-Face would, quote, put her snout into her vagina on her own, and that she never touched the pit bull sexually. So, it's the dog's fault.
It's a lesbian dog.
Hold yeah.
on. Did she... There was no peanut butter? It was just the dog would go straight for the coochie?
Yeah. Cops discovered two hidden folders on Ashley's phone that were filled with her dog's sexcapades.
Dude.
Wow.
She's been charged with two counts of sexual activities involving animals. Two-Face was checked out by a vet and is okay. Proving once again that eating pussy will not hurt you.
I'm sorry, Two-Face, you have a yeast infection.
Wow.
That would be the only thing. Not okay. Not okay.
That's one lonely girl.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and she apparently is married because she's referred to as Mrs. Miller.
Wow, then her husband ain't doing his job.
Well, maybe he's just African American and doesn't do that sort of thing.
Is that true, Kareem? You're not into that kind of thing?
That's what we say.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the lower expectations.
Okay.
You got to lower expectations. Meanwhile, in Germany.
What now? Not my people. What's going on there?
Well, it's not that bad. German police said a helicopter crew searching for a reported lifeless body rescued a figure clad in red pants and blue outerwear. It turned out to be a Papa Smurf balloon.
Wow.
The district police said a train passenger reported spotting a lifeless body out a window near Dusseldorf, and officers responded to the area in a helicopter. The helicopter crew soon spotted the figure, quote, wearing red pants, blue outerwear, a red cap, and a white beard. That was in the press release. The body turned out to be a partially deflated balloon in the shape of Papa Smurf. Known so in Germany good. As Papa Schlumpf. Police shared a wow. photo of the rescued balloon buckled into the seat of a patrol car for safe transport back to police headquarters.
They buckled him in.
Officers took him to the police station, but so far have reached no relatives. Police say the witness was entirely justified in making the emergency call, which they said could potentially save lives under different circumstances. That's absolutely true.
Oh, Lord. But and
there's a photo of the deflated Papa Smurf balloon buckled into the cruiser.
It's really not that big. I expected like a big old like Thanksgiving Day parade float.
No. This is like a balloon you'd buy at the flower shop or something.
Yeah.
So that's it. Oh, Hef.
Hilarious.
God. Hef needs to cuddle. So he's over here leaning
he
on
is
me.
On you, bro.
He's leaning. He's got his lean on. He's a big boy, too. So he's got his lean.
He's got a little extra girth going on.
What do you know about extra girth going on?
Thumbtack.
Thumbtack, he says.
That's terrible,
it's better
Sam.
Than a push
I
pin.
Am an FBI agent.
That's what you do when someone accuses you of having a small penis. Yeah. You just get mad and yell.
I am an FBI agent.
There. Thanks, Keanu.
Thanks,
thank you, Keanu. Let me get ready for some small town news for you.
Is Keanu a Hawaiian name?
It might be. I'm not really sure.
Like, I'm pretty sure I know there was a Hawaiian barbecue place called Keanu's.
I don't know that that's it, but
okay.
All right. Yeah, small town news. This coming from Barton, Vermont, where I just was.
Uh-oh.
From the Barton Chronicle.
Did you make the news, Nate?
I did not. This is big stuff. Headline, new eatery comes to Barton. Dateline Barton. Eddie Seedale's newest food venture is operated out of a truck. Mr. Seedale, former owner of the Parsons Corner Restaurant, has set up the truck at the business he owns with his wife, Lori, River's Edge Farm Stand. Mr. Seedale cooks and serves up a menu that's made up on the fly. But he doesn't seem even remotely worried about that. When mom will say, Edward, I'm thinking of making this. I say, great, because I know it'll be good. He said, zipping out his teeny kitchen Monday afternoon. That's how we roll. Mr. Seedale and his mother, Ann Seedale, are the duo behind the Copper Plate, which opened earlier this month. See, Mr. Seedale's mother turns 83 in July. Uh-oh. And the two have worked together before. We worked together in Southie at my first place. So, that's
whatever happened to the first place.
I don't know. This is a food truck that doesn't roll, by the way.
What?
It's a food truck that's just parked. It doesn't go anywhere.
Okay. They've got a stationary location, but they don't have to.
At the farm stand. So, it's a little farm stand. I drove by it, so I know what it is. To read the rest of the article, you would have to subscribe, which I'm not going to do. I think we've reached the point where we understand that this, by the way, so this wasn't just in the paper, the weekly paper. This was front page.
It's headline news, baby.
Upper left with a photo.
Yeah.
This was the biggest news in the entirety of Orleans County, Vermont last week. This was
baby.
The biggest news story of the week where I was. Just FYI.
Wow.
If you're wondering.
Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah. So, but here's the thing. If you live in a place like Barton, Vermont, and you need to get stuff, but you can't get to a store. What do you have?
You got Amazon.com.
That's right. You have Amazon.com, and if you're going to do that, please go to our website first. That's NateDarlingShow.com. Click the Shop Amazon tab, and then shop like you normally would. It does not cost you anything extra. It helps support the show. We do appreciate it. We're going to be doing a few things coming up here in the next month or so that should be fun. You know what I was mentioning? We need some more show elements. Those are going to get done.
Whistles.
We may have a voice person.
Oh!
There's some things coming. How do we do all that? With the money that we get from Amazon, from everything that y'all buy from there. We get that little bit of percentage and put it right back into the show. So those things are all coming up in the next little bit. So help support the show. Shop Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com because it's the right thing to do. Free fun shows for you twice a week. We bring you insights, things you wouldn't have known. Papa Smurf balloon. Shit like
Kim
that.
Kim Kardashian talking about Fleek.
On Fleek. The fact that Diana says on Fleek, which is not okay. I'm just saying, Diana. Okay.
It's all I've ever wanted.
Is it still a thing? And if so, am I on Fleek?
Oh, my God.
Titties are hanging to
her
knees.
Here's the other thing.
On them nips
she's already okay. She's in her 30s, so she's not like a 22-year-old idiot. She's a 32-year-old idiot. She
acts like a 14-year-old idiot.
She has one child already and another one on the way.
God save her.
Just like Bristol Palin. So these things are all happening, but. Anyway, that's going to do it for this episode of The Nate Darling Show. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Fresh new show coming out on Friday. What are we going to be talking about, you're asking yourself? Plans for the 4th of July, perhaps? Why Bob Costas might be a dick? What's going on with the cops in Winnipeg? And more black guy news, Kanye West edition. All coming up on the Friday episode. So,
Kanye.
We'll see you in 2 days. Enjoy yourselves, be safe out there, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye. My discotheque, Juliet.